Hey, Songtown, welcome. I'm Clay Mills here with Marty Dotson.
Woohoo!
Today, we've got four things to do in co-writes that will absolutely kill the collaborative process. You want to start it off?
I can do that. Number one is talking to fill every moment of silence.
Oh, I got a story. I know it's your turn, but...
Go for it.
I was writing with a young artist. This is so funny. That talked nonstop. If they had coffee, it went from high gear to even overdrive high gear if they had coffee. And I would literally go in, we'd sit down, start writing, and after 20, 25 minutes, I would have to stop. And hopefully in that time, we'd have like a chorus done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd come back another day and get the verse done. And then I have to stop. I literally could not think. If it went longer than 30 or 40 minutes, I was not going to get anything because I could. My brain was just worn down at that point. Yeah. So I literally go, okay, 20, 30, maybe 40 minutes. And we would get part of the song done. And, you know, I ended up writing some good songs with this artist and producing a record on them. I'll say them because I don't want to say if it's... I don't want to narrow down this search, but great artists. I love them to death. But yeah, it was very hard. And but I had to find a process that worked. And I'd be like, okay, write half an hour, you know, then come back, you know, next week and we'll work again on the tune. And that worked.
Yeah, I've had co-writes where I have to get up and go to the bathroom to just think. You know, because every moment that people are trying to think, if it was quiet, they had to talk. Another kind of related thing is just talking over people.
Yes.
You know, we've all been in rooms where, like, people are trying to say their ideas and somebody's like, oh, and they jump in and talk right over them, you know. And eventually you see those people kind of just back down and give up trying to contribute.
Yeah.
What's number two?
So what you're saying, just before we jump to number two, is it's like a conversation when you're writing. And you're talking, I'm listening, I'm not speaking. Maybe there's points where the room just needs to think a little bit about the idea and need some silence. So we have to learn to kind of feel the room out and feel what is needed and be in tune with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, holding back ideas. When I do corporate training, one of the things we teach is that when you have ideas and you hold them back, you're robbing the room. So because even if it's not a great idea or not the idea that gets used, you're robbing the room of conversation about what you're trying to do. And so throwing out those ideas is super important. And, you know, we encourage people in co-writes, say everything, say the stupidest thing, because it might lead to something great, but don't sit there and have ideas that you won't share with the room.
This leads perfectly to number three, don't shoot ideas down.
Yes.
One time I went to see a friend of mine who was an actress, and she was doing a play. It was an improv play. And so we went to see it, and afterwards I said to her, I learned probably the most important lesson that I've learned in a long time about songwriting. She's like, what do you mean? This is actors. And I was like, yes. But what I learned from improv is the concept of yes and. So if you throw out a line, I don't go, oh, that line sucks. That sounds like you got it off of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
That would I would rude. Take your line and go, yes, but what if we went and took it in this direction? So you're playing off of the person rather than just shooting them down and then saying, my idea is better. You know, you take it because your comment might take us in a whole direction that I never thought of, and let's explore it. So it's that improv concept of one actor throws out a line and the other actor has to follow it and has to make something out of it. You know, it's a great concept.
It is. I love that idea of, like, the idea is just to see where we can go from every idea that's thrown out, you know? So an idea is thrown out. Maybe that's not the right idea, but instead of judging that idea, I go, yes, and that makes me think of this thing
right.
too, you know. And
so you're first acknowledging their idea.
Right.
And then say, yeah, but what if we take that and change the last word and now it like means over here for this thing. And so you acknowledge the person, you're not shooting them down. Because we've been on those co-writes where you throw out stuff and your co-writer's just shooting everything you throw out, they're shooting it down. No, I don't think that'll work. Or if they're an artist, I don't think I would say that. And, you know, it gets to be a drag after a while. Yeah. So
I was actually writing with an artist one time, and all he said for the first 2.5 hours, I bet, was, I think we can beat that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't like any idea that anyone threw out.
And he never came up with anything to beat it.
He didn't just throw out anything at all.
He just sat there and said, your ideas suck, basically. Yeah.
So he's just judging every idea that's thrown out. And I eventually told him to leave.
Yeah.
What I actually told him was, beat it, using his own words.
Just beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, why are you kicking me out? I was like, because you don't like anything anybody's doing in this room, so let's just call it a day. Number four, and this is can be related, bringing negativity to the room.
Yes.
There's just no place for that. You know, if you want to gripe and complain and whine about the music business or where you're at in your journey, go get a beer and do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't bring that into the writing room, because that negativity just brings the room down. You know, and our friend Jason Duke is a master at bringing positivity to the room. You know, every time you ask Jason how he's doing, he's like, I'm doing great. I get to write songs, you know, and he just brings this
it's
energy.
It's infectious.
Yeah.
Because he realizes what a gift it is to be able to wake up. And Jason, if we have him on, can, you know, sometime can talk about his story. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot to be grateful for and, you know, overcoming a lot of stuff. And so if we can wake up today and write a song, man, what a wonderful day it is.
Yeah. And Jason also has a lot he could complain about.
Yes.
You know, but he doesn't. He chooses to bring positivity to the room.
We all have stuff we can complain about.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not crazy about the hat you're wearing.
Well, I'm not crazy about that one you're wearing either. We got a new book coming out.
People think we actually argue.
I know, like, they think we hate each other.
So, Next Level Lyric Writing, new book by Marty Dotson.
Bill O'Hanlon.
It's a follow-up to their smash song-building book. Yeah. So this is the next level after that book. Yeah. Read them both if you haven't read them.
Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.